Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Is Nick Chubb currently being drafted at his ceiling? His current ADP is RB 11 or 17th overall. There's been a lot of changes in Cleveland this offseason with this offense. Baker Mayfield is gone. They traded for Deshaun Watson, but we're in a holding pattern waiting to see what his suspension is going to look like. What is all this going to mean for Nick Chubb? And what does his fantasy outlook look like for 2022? We're going to get into all that and more right now. Lock it in. Let's ride. Welcome back in. Let's go ahead and just get right into it. So Nick Chubb in 14 games last year had 1,259 rushing yards, 174 receiving yards. He averaged 16.3 carries per game and only 1.8 targets per game. He had 9 rushing touchdowns, but he was absolutely one of the most efficient running backs in the league last year. Surprise, surprise, surprise. It's just what he does. He is truly one of the best, if not the best, pure running backs in the league. When we're simply talking about on the ground. I mean, the guy is just an absolute stud. 5th in yards created per touch last year. 7th in expected points added. 2nd in yards after contact per attempt. 5th in missed tackles forced. 2nd in carries of 10-plus yards. 4th in breakaway run rate. 37th in yards per route run. The biggest question mark is going to be, What's going on with Deshaun Watson? And right now, I don't think we can answer that because we are waiting in this holding pattern of waiting to see what his suspension is going to be. You know, it started out as it was going to be a whole season, and then it went to 12 games, and now we started to hear like 4 to 6 games, and then we've heard all the way up to no suspension is possible. I mean, I'm surprised that we have not got that news quite yet. I mean, we are into, you know, training camp now. We're almost to August. The season is just over a month away. I mean, I thought we'd have already had this news by now, but, you know, we continue to wait. Basically, if Deshaun Watson, once he's there, what is this going to look like for Nick Chubb? And I do think it's going to both help him and it's also going to hurt him a little. Because he does not catch any passes, he never has in his entire career. He has one outlier season where he had 36 receptions, which isn't great, but isn't terrible. But other than that, we're looking at 20, 16, and 20 of the other three of the other 4 years. It's just never been a part of his game. And it's frustrating because I definitely think he can do it. They've just never asked him to do that in Cleveland. So he's never gotten that true workhorse role. I mean, even if you look at him last year, he only played 51% of the snaps, but he received 58% of the opportunities, which is 27th and 19th, respectively. So he has to. If he suffers any sort of drop-off in efficiency, it's going to negatively affect him. Now, with Sean Watson, I mean, Sean Watson obviously possesses that Konami code. I mean, he definitely can use his legs. And we have seen him be top 5 in goal line carries the past 2 seasons that he played in 2019 and 2020. He had 7 rushing touchdowns in 2019 and 3 in 2020. And so while, yes, I do think some of that is going to hurt him and he's going to lose some goal line opportunities, and plus you factor in that Kareem Hunt is still there and so is D'Ernest Johnson, and those guys are going to get opportunities. However, on the flip side of that, I think with having Deshaun Watson, once he is cleared and once he's back from whatever suspension he gets, then yes, it's going to help him because this offense is going to be far more explosive than what we've seen. Now, in the time being, why he's suspended with Jacoby Brissett there, it's going to be much more of what we've seen in the past with Baker Mayfield. Very conservative type offense, very, very run heavy. And, you know, if you look at in terms of just consistency for Nick Chubb last year, he had 6 RB1 weeks, but he only had 1 RB2 week, and then he had 3 RB3 weeks and 4 RB4 weeks. So he was an RB3 or worse in 7 of the weeks that he played last year. And all of that is due to the lack of the pass catching upside that he possesses. He's just not somebody who's ever going to see a lot of targets. The most he saw last year in one game was 4. And the other positive that he has going for him is this offensive line. This offensive line is fantastic. Heading into this year, PFF ranks him as the number 2 offensive line in the league. I mean, with Jedrick Wills and Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller and Jack Conklin. I mean, it's just one of the best offensive lines in the league. The only question mark they have is at center with Nick Harris, who's only played 211 career snaps while backing up, you know, now free agent J.C. Treader. But obviously the offensive line is still intact, so that is a positive for Nick Chubb. But Nick Chubb has always just been efficient anyways, illustrated in his yards created per touch and also his yards after contact, which is independent of an offensive line. So both of those things, you know, he's obviously already done that, but it's just obviously, you know, icing on the cake with this offensive line. I mean, if you look at him last year, they were first in adjusted line yards last year. They ranked top 5 in pretty much every offensive line metric per Football Outsiders. So at the end of the day, I think you have to ask yourself, you know, does Nick Chubb have any more of a ceiling than what he's shown? The highest he's ever finished in fantasy points per game was 7th. Now if he hits that again, I mean, we're obviously perfectly fine with that, especially at current cost. But I think there's the other side of this that nobody really talks about with Nick Chubb is, does he lose goal line opportunities? Because you need him to score touchdowns. And that's really kind of been some of his saving grace, because he's never scored less than 8 touchdowns. It's been 10, 8, 12, and 9 in his career. And now it's possible he could see, you know, the most touchdowns he's ever seen with how explosive this offense could be if Deshaun Watson is there. I mean, we could be talking about a 15-plus touchdown season for Nick Chubb. But on the flip side of that, we could see, you know, where he scores 6 or 8 touchdowns because, you know, some of the other guys that are there. And that's just something you're going to have to factor in. So if you're looking to take Nick Chubb, just understand that, you know, he's probably not going to finish as a top 5 running back. And that's okay at cost. But I just think when you look at some of the running backs that are going right around him, it makes it tough, because you have Aaron Jones, who's going to be heavily involved in the passing game. You have Leonard Fournette. You have Saquon Barkley. You know, all these guys are going right around him. Alvin Kamara, Javonte Williams. Like, all these running backs are kind of in this second, third round range of kind of where Nick Chubb is going to be going. And I think almost all of them have a higher ceiling than. Don't get me wrong, I love Nick Chubb. Like, he is one of my favorite running backs in the league. He has been since he's come in. It's just frustrating that they've never trusted him with a bigger workload. He's always had other guys there. But I do think there are more red flags than people want to admit with Nick Chubb. So, you know, I think that's kind of where I stand with him. Like, I don't mind taking him. I just feel like I'll never draft him because there's other running backs there. And as long as we're talking about PPR, half point PPR, I think he's a little bit more attractive. And then in standard, obviously, it's a different conversation completely. Then he's somebody that I definitely want to draft. But in full point PPR, it is a tough pill to swallow. So with all that being said, let me know in the comments section below, what are you doing with Nick Chubb? Do you feel confident with taking him? Do you want to take him over some of those other running backs and feel better about it? Or would you rather swing for the fences and kind of hit a home run versus probably what Nick Chubb is going to provide and probably be more in that 6 to 10 range this year? So I appreciate everybody checking out the video. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button for future content. We will catch you on the next one. Peace.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.